ever since I first envisioned this book and was talking to some people with a publisher many years ago, we envisioned a book in which there would be art and hopefully some contemporary art. This graphic art has kind of the feel of the graphic novel, the kind of full-length comic book style, but it's black and white, and it's, I think, a very high-quality art. And it was really a pleasure to work with Mike Beagle, the artist, on this. And I would send him emails, and I would say, could you make something like this? And I sent him the story for him to read it. And then he would send something back, a draft, and he said, okay, how would you like this to be different? So I'd go back to him. In fact, on our website, we've got it, our correspondence, I got his permission to go back and forth to show what it actually happens when an author works with an artist, at least what happened in this case. And it was remarkable because Mike was able to make the changes to really make this art, in my mind, capture the essence of the book. So there are 14, there are 12 illustrations, but two of them are two-page illustrations. So 14 pages of original art, and I think they're very powerful, and they very much capture the essence of the story. And one that, at the very end of the book, and I won't say what it is, but, you know, it just kind of takes your breath away if you've read the story, because you see what awaits Nick Seagrave on the other side of the chasm, and it's something stunning and beautiful and wonderful.